It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. It is time for the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Neva Pyatt, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. Miss Monica's over there running the iPad. And Rick Spain is our guest today. Always glad to have him. We were just talking about all the different places we've met through the years where we've had the Hour of Power at different locations. There's been quite a few of them.
Yes, ma'am.
We've moved around, but the word has continued to go on. God has been faithful, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And we've had a lot of different drivers in that seat. And
that's right.
Thank God we got Monica now.
Amen.
Yep.
Yep, for sure. God is so cool, she said. Yes, he is.
Yes, yeah.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower@cable1.net, or you can post it right on the Facebook page. We are going to be changing our email here maybe the next week or so, and we're going to have to go to something different because Cable One's going to quit having email. But anyway, we'll let you know when that does happen. Rick Spain Construction and Remodeling is our Facebook sponsor today, and he's been sponsoring us for a long, long time as well as coming in for a long, long time. And, you know, I was thinking about that this morning, Rick. I think you had heard the Hour of Power on the radio, or maybe someone had told you about it, but you called me and said, what do I do to maybe be a guest on there? And
yeah,
the rest is history.
Yeah, I don't think I said it exactly that way.
I don't know, but we got you on. What do you think you said?
I think what I said is, I think I've got something to say, Neva. And then I said, what's the process in getting on with the professional team here?
Well, and that's been many years ago now. I don't remember how long, but you've been blessing us at least once a month ever since that time.
Yep.
Probably 14 sure. years.
Gee, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been.
It has.
We do record in two parts, and we'll put it over on our website, therockchristianmusic.com. If you have someone that doesn't have Facebook, but they do have internet, you can send them there and have them click on the Hour of Power and then go to the day that they missed or that you would like for them to hear. I think maybe I've covered everything, Rick. Will you pray to start us out?
I will. Father, we love you and we bless you for today, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the words that are going to go forth this morning, Lord God. May they instruct us. May they equip us. May they help us to be what you created us to be, Lord God, to be the light in this world. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 So what's your topic today?
It's time to hear the voice of God, and that's what we said, wasn't it? We let Monica pick the topic today, I'll just flow with Monica. No, the roads, I tell you what, the roads were a little bit sketchy there this morning. Now, yesterday we had at least 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. It was and then all the way up. I got home last night around 8:30, and it was 50 some degrees. Get up this morning, and there's ice. There's a little sheet of ice out by my house and in Weatherford, and then the snow's coming. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was an interesting drive over here this morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me throw this in. If you're listening to this on Sunday morning on KECO. This is pre-recorded on a snowy day.
Yeah, this is on a Thursday. What day it is? The 17th of February.
Right. It's time to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
Okay. I got my tablet.
Okay. All right.
And my Bible.
You know, I was seeking the Lord this morning on what to talk about, and I felt like this is the direction to go. More than a feeling, you know, it's just a inside acknowledgement. This is what we need to do. So what exactly we're going to talk about today, I'm not sure, but what we will talk about is what the Lord wants you to know. So what I want to start out with is, as every month that I'm on this show, we talk about current events and what's going on. And so the current events in our world today, there's no doubt there's a lot going on. And, you know, if it's kind of like the weather here, 70 degrees tomorrow and, 20-some degrees now, and looks like it's not going to get above freezing. So, you know, that's the world we live in. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Here recently, it's been more down. You know, we've had COVID, we've had, oh my gosh, Afghanistan, we've had, now we're looking at Russian Ukraine. We've got border crisis that is not being addressed. You know, there's just so many things. You know, and as Christians, the logical thought is, where is the common sense? Where's the common sense? You know, I want to remind you, Paul said, don't be ignorant of the tactics of the enemy. And so when Jesus said, no kingdom can stand if it's divided against itself. And so we always got to be cognizant and recognizing what the enemy does. The enemy, remember what he's doing. He's not after you. He's after who's in you. Mm-hmm. That's such a big key. Such a big key. You know, I wrote something down this morning. It's got a lid on it. We're fine. So the last thing I wrote down, I'll share a little bit more. It's just short thought. But last thing I wrote down, it's never about your kingdom. It's about his kingdom. And when we're talking about kingdom, we're talking about the Lord, God's kingdom. Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, you know. And so both of them are principle based, and they are, in other words, where God's kingdom is, there are no problems, but there are rules and regulations. And this is something you need to understand, that everything operates by rule and regulation. Absolutely everything. God set it up that way. When we get on to the other side, we as Christians, the rules and regulations aren't going to be left behind. They're just going to be a part of us. And so there's no more breaking the rules and regulations, but they're still going to operate. So if whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. That is a law of God. And, you know, and if when you give, you will receive. That's a law of God. And so we need to understand these things. So what we're looking at is things that are contrary to the laws of God. And like I said earlier, the most logical thought is, where is the common sense? You know, when we see, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again this morning, that we have people in high places that are making illogical decisions. Mm-hmm. They're not making sense. There's no common sense in there. Does that mean that these people are stupid? Or that they lack common sense? Oh, gosh, I hate to tell you this. That's not what it means. And so when you see stuff like that going on, you need to recognize there's ulterior motives. Now, the battle we're in this world is basically between good and evil, good being God and evil being the devil. So we look at it in the scriptural context. It talks about the spirit of Christ, which Jesus opened up for us, and the spirit of Antichrist, which is fueled and it is provided for by the camp of the enemy, which is the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him. So this is the battle we're in, guys. So, you know, don't let yourself lose me here, because I've got some stuff that needs to be addressed, stuff that we need to get our eyes open to. And so what I want you to recognize, the devil is coming in and dividing. He's dividing. This is what we got to recognize. And so where are the divisions? The divisions are between the haves and the have-nots. The divisions are between the colors of your skin. The divisions are between Republican and Democrat. You know, and so these divisions, and they're wedging strong wedges in between these groups. This is not, the origin isn't from man. The origin is from the enemy's camp, and we got to recognize this. So Jesus said one place, and I think it's in Matthew 24. I was looking for it, and I didn't find it. But he said that there will be great deception in the last days, even to deceive the elect. This is what I want to key on. You know, and so what are we talking about this morning? It's time to hear the voice of God. It is time for us to hear the voice of God. So let's look at see what's transpired in the recent days, and actually even before then. Because I'm going to tell you, if we were prepared as the body of Christ, this never would have taken place. They may have attempted, but it would not have borne fruit. And so we look over in 2 Thessalonians. It says that the spirit of Antichrist is held back by something. What is that something that the spirit of Antichrist is held back? It is you and I, the body of Christ. And if we don't recognize this, then we're always praying for God to do something. And God says, well, Jesus already did it. I sent him, you know, he paid that price. He's already done it. And so instead of praying for God to move or God to do this and that, what we need to do is grab a hold of what Jesus paid for and start living it. Now, if I'm stepping on your toes, it's probably because they need to. It reminds me of a saying that I was looking at a job for this fella, and he said something like, well, I know what he said. He said, sometimes the truth hurts, because I'm telling him about the job and it's going to cost this much money, you know. And he said, well, sometimes the truth hurts. He says, then he said after that, he says, you know why? I said, well, not really. He said, because it needs to. Because it needs to. Now, don't think I'm looking down on you with my little reading glasses here, my little professor look in my work clothes. You know, you that are watching me on video, this is something we all have to encounter. If we are continuing to go the wrong way and nobody's telling us we're going the wrong way, what's going to happen? We're going to end up in the wrong place, and that's where we are today. And so this is something I'm recognizing, because you know what? I'm keeping up with the news. I'm keeping up with it. Now, the mainstream, you know, I've kind of lost trust in them, as well as many. And it's reflective on the ratings that the mainstream media has lost touch with me and you. And so, but I do have trusted sources that I lean on, and so I keep up with this stuff. But there are times when I have to tell myself, you need to back away from this, Rick, because what it does is it's changing the trajectory of God's intention for my life. And so do we need to tell people that they're going the wrong direction? Absolutely. But in what spirit? What spirit are we speaking these things? You know, I'll get on the Epic Times. This is one of the news sources that I trust. And, you know, they'll have little, what do you call that? The boxes where everybody makes comments, the comment box. And I'll go through there and I'll read these comments. And I'm telling you, some of the comments are worse than what they are exposing, what the column's exposing. You know, we should not find ourselves in that position. Does that mean we always turn the other cheek? In a proverbial way, we do. We're always turning the other cheek. Why? Why do we turn the other cheek? Because we have knowledge that our opponents or the people that the opponents are using, they don't have that knowledge. And so God has given us a greater understanding. And in that light, what we should do is we should, I wrote down a quote this morning that unless you understand the thought process of your enemy, then you'll in no way be able to effectively promote the truth. Now, he said it in a different way, but God has given us truth. And so what is truth for? So we can bang people over the head with it? No. What we have to do is what I call you got to water it down a little bit. First of all, you got to understand who you're talking to. Understand their position. Why are they thinking the way they're thinking? And then you can go back to your source, which is God's Word, always, always God's Word, and the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. Because the Holy Spirit will not speak on his own accord. He'll only speak those things which he hears. And what he hears is God's Word. And so we need to remember this. And so when we are confronting what the media and the news sources are telling, well, they're the enemy. That's the enemy. You know, they're not the enemy. The enemy's in the spiritual realm. Now, there are people that are completely controlled by the enemy. Don't get me wrong. Those people, you just need to state the facts, state the truth, walk away. That's it. There's no more conversation. But so many people, what Jesus was talking about, that the fields are white to harvest. Like never before, even in the midst of this great, great spiritual battle that is revealing itself in the natural realm, there's a harvest out there. There's people hurting. There's people that are looking for answers. And what we're doing is we're stirring up problems. What is our conversation? Let your conversation be seasoned with salt or seasoned with grace. Always, always. You know, on Sunday morning, we get together, Monica and Eva, we've got our little dining hall here. It's not real big, but it's where we serve, you know, we serve like 100 people in there. But Sunday morning, what we do is we have the coffee pot going. So there's a group of us get together. We're sitting at these long tables and drinking a cup of coffee. And the only time I eat a donut is on Sunday morning. So I got my donut and my coffee and we're talking and we're usually getting into politics or whatever the problem is of the day. And so we're talking all this over and it dwindled down to three of us. And the one fella, he's kind of giving his scoop on the whole deal. Sometimes it almost looks like he's just about to get angry. But he never does. But you know what I'm saying. He gets to that point, gets really worked up. And you know what? I'll probably add to the fire because I got lots of information. I keep up with the stuff. I'm telling you, I keep up with it. And so he's going, and it's about time for service to start. And I said, but you know what? Jesus said, when all these things begin to happen, look up. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. I want to play on that thought just for a minute. Look up. Look up. You know, because when we are focused on the problem is never really at eye level. It's just that our eyes have dropped down to where the problem is. And so when we start commiserating with others and talking with others about the problems, what we're doing is we're causing these things to grow. And before you know it, it's got your vision blocked. Because when you're looking at the problem, you'll never see the answer. You got to get this in you. Because God, I want you to understand that God is not up on his throne and saying, talking to Jesus and saying, look what Joe and Susie did. This is just messing up our whole operation here, Jesus. What do you think we ought to do? And Jesus is not going back to the Father and says, well, I don't know, Father, but I think we're going to go down there and straighten this mess up. You know, this is the concept we have about God. That if things get bad enough, he's going to come down here and stop it. You know, there's the truth I want to get in your mind. Not in your head, in your mind. And the truth is that God gave us authority over this world. God didn't give the devil authority over this world. Never. Jesus, but I want you to know, Jesus said that he is the ruler of this world. That the devil, Satan, is the ruler of this world. How did that happen? How could that happen? God never gave him rule over this earth. What'd you say? What'd you say, Monica?
We let it happen.
Come here and let him know.
Okay.
We let it happen. In John 10:10 it says, we covered this in Bible study last night.
Awesome.
And it jumped off the page at me, man, because I never seen it before.
Yep.
I've read it, but I've never seen it. In John 10:10, it says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. What's the first thing he does?
Steal.
No, sir. He comes.
Oh, hey. Boom. She got me.
I dropped the mic, y'all.
Yeah. She got me. All right. He comes. That's good. That's a good thought.
We're sitting here. We've taken our armor off.
Yeah.
And we put it over there in the corner because for whatever reason, we've gotten tired. We've gotten weary. It's gotten heavy. So we've just put it over there in the corner, and we're waiting on God to come down and put it back on us. Here. Here's your armor. No. We got to get up, dust that armor off, and put it back on. And advance for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
Get the ground back.
So I like what you said. The first thing he does, he comes. So how does he come? That's the question. How does he come? You know, Peter tells us that he comes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So I want you to understand, he's not the lion. He comes as a roaring lion. And so, you know, it's interesting, but if you know anything about lions, the male lion, you know what he does? He sits around and rests pretty much all day. That's what he does. You know, and so who goes out and gets food? The lioness, that's right. He's got his pride. They go out and get the food, and then he goes over and eats it. You know, if there's a big matter comes up, and a big matter to a lion, let me tell you what it is. It's a young lion. That's the only thing he's concerned about. He wants to be the boss. And so, see, this is the way the devil is, too. He's not doing the work. This is not his work. It's his cubs. His cubs are doing it. You know, and so you think, well, that's people that don't know Jesus. That's what you're talking about. I'm going to tell you something. What, guys? Now, I know I'm talking in this southern dialect for those that that aren't used to this. Obviously, you probably already figured that out anyway. But I'm telling you, the reason we're in the condition we are in this world is not because of the evil. It's not because of the devil. It's because the church has not stood up and done and become and relayed the purpose for God that God has raised us up. So the Jesus, God did not give authority over this world to the devil. How'd he get it? Because of our concessions, because we recognized him as a lion. We recognized him as a devourer. You know, we've given him a whole lot more credit than he deserves. Now I don't want to take away that, you know what, he's been around for a long time. And so he knows, when you talk about reading people, he knows how to read people. He knows how to read you. And so, but the one thing I want you to understand is he does not attack you in your strong points. What he does is attacks you in your weak points, and he waits till you're down. And he's always working on your mind, telling you that you're not good enough, that you can't do enough, that you're not smart enough. Nobody likes you. You might as well just go crawl in a hole and die. That's his voice. I'm telling you. And so how has he risen in power? Because people have aligned with his thoughts. They've aligned their lives with his thoughts. And on the other side, how does God do anything in this world? Does he come down out of heaven and boom, it happens? I'm going to go out on a limb, and I want you to look and see if this statement's not true. Everything that God does on this earth is through a human being. Everything. Because he gave us rule and reign. I've had people say, well, what about Sodom and Gomorrah? You know, he came down, he rained fire from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah. Who did he talk to before he did it? He talked to Abraham. He had to run it through Abraham to do this. Well, what about the flood? What, you know, this was a worldwide issue, wiped out the whole world. What about the flood? Who did he work through? The man of righteousness. And let's go back to Sodom and Gomorrah, because I want you to understand that when he rained fire down on heaven, Luke tells us that the fire did not come until the righteous were taken out of the city. That was Lot and his family. And you know that the flood didn't occur until the door was shut and the righteous were in that boat. So I'm going to tell you that, you know what, it may seem like you're surrounded. It may seem like you're in a position you can't get out of. I want you to know something. God's got you. You're covered. You are covered. If you think you're in a bad position, what about being in Lot's position? What about being in Noah's position? Man, that's saying a lot there. So what are we talking about? It's time to hear God's voice. We, you know, I've been listening to the voices, and I still do. I'm listening to them. And the reason why is because I want to know, and I don't just listen to what I believe. I want to listen to what I consider the other side. Why do they believe what they believe? I'm going to tell you, I've examined it. And in reality, most of them, even though they are following bad information, in my estimation, most of them, their hearts are pure. They think what they are doing is right. Now, you get up on the top level, those people know exactly what they're doing. You know, I mean, if you examine the rhetoric, you know, and what's going on, what is going on? What is the spirit of Antichrist trying to do here? What is his agenda? Is it, you know, it's not just to upset us, even though he thrills in that. It's not in to take away our freedoms. He likes that too. His agenda, it tells us in the book of Revelation. In the Revelation, it tells us in the end times what it's going to be. It's going to be a one ruler, one world system. And so what the elite call it is the New World Order. And if you could understand, remember what I told you earlier, if you don't understand the tactics of the enemy, how can you fight the battle? And so what the enemy wants you to do is he wants to get you sidetracked. He wants to get you following stuff that is going to be here today and gone tomorrow, just like the weather. He wants us to get are all wrapped up in this stuff so we miss the agenda. And the agenda is that one world government. It's going to happen, folks. The Bible tells us it's going to happen. But it doesn't have to happen until we're removed. Now, just because we are here, present, in flesh and blood, that is not going to stop this agenda from taking place. What's going to stop it is the one who's inside of us, the Spirit of God. And so like never before, we're fixing to take a break here, but like never before, we need to join arms with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let's push aside the denominations. Push them aside. And all the rhetoric about who's right and who's wrong. Because that's been a big problem for us. The rights and wrongs. Well, you know, I don't believe that. And, you know, this. And so, therefore, I'm not going to associate with you. No. That, you know, the scripture tells us that Jesus is coming back for a glorious bride without spot or wrinkle. When we have divisions, we got lots of spots and wrinkles.